This is my office, though. I mean, this is
nice big couch.
I sit down here on this couch, which I pulled out of my office.
When you were leaving, you've got your big wine box full of crap from your desk, and then like, also
the couch. I had, you know, cleared out an office of completely impractical brewing stuff. You know, like all these trinkets from game shows and swag and stuff. Completely useless stuff for a brewery, but. Yeah, I mean,
I think it's an excellent idea. One of the beers should be Rolls.
It's awesome because you know, it's very sort of practical, hands-on problems here, which you know, painting walls, and scrubbing,
it's
and
quite
cleaning,
relaxing
and
for the geeky mind,
moving stuff. Yeah, and that, and that's actually a really nice change to sitting at a desk and sort of working on a computer and thinking.
And
all
you
time.
Get the result by the end of the day rather than by the time.
I quit a desk job to bartend again.
Yeah.
And just about the most relaxing part of my day is reorganizing the keg chiller.
Yeah.
You know, 30 taps, 4 or 5 kegs of each beer in the fridge. Sometimes it just all needs to be put together. I call it Kegtris, and I love it.
it's
so relaxing.
I think there's been some interesting crossovers, though, from my background. Like, I mean, I really think of 24/24 as what we'd call prototyping in the games industry.
So, I mean, that's we've made the analogy before, like the open beta.
Yeah.
Do you think, you know, that's just how it's done in digital sometimes?
I mean, it seems to be, you know...
Did that really flow into the decision to do it here?
Yeah, no, it really did, you know. The best games come from having a very small team who can work with no boundaries for a short period of time.
I was just playing Portal 2 last night, and I was struck by the awesomeness of Portal 1. I mean, Portal 2 is still good. Yeah. But that, you know, they tested the hell out of it.
That came out of a student team, and they absolutely needed the resources and structure of Valve to take it, the studio who brought the game in and sort of released it in the end, but to make it what it was. But absolutely, you know, having that time to just to play, to experiment,